Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now we're joined by Senator Jay Luno. Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, sir. We had a miscommunication. Obviously, you got 4 minutes left. Tell me why you don't think this tort reform bill is a good idea.
Well, first of all, because we've done tort reform before in the past, and it didn't lower insurance rates. We had lowered rates for 1 year, one time at 10%, and then they went back up higher than they ever were. Additionally, we've had actuaries or people who determine how insurance rates should be set, et cetera, that testified that tort reform will not lower these rates. And in fact, the actuary for the state of Louisiana and for the major automobile insurance companies in Louisiana last year, when they did a report for the task force, opined that these measures would only lower rates possibly 1.25%. So there's a lot of things we can do to lower insurance rates, but we're just not doing them in Louisiana.
What would you suggest? What are they?
Well, some of the things I did was I looked at other states and I talked to actuaries and said, what can we do here? And they gave me ideas about how we could end discrimination against women. Our insurance commissioner says it's okay to discriminate against women. We know that there's no sound evidence, no peer-reviewed evidence that shows that women are worse drivers after about age 25, and we charge them more money. And so that's one of the things. I had that bill that was killed in committee. I had another bill that said you couldn't charge people more because they were widow or widower. And the excuse for that is, well, it's not because their spouse has died that their insurance rates go up. It's because they're single and they drive more. Well, we know in a lot of those instances, those people are not driving more. They've driven the same for many, many years, and yet we raise their rates, and it's for no apparent reason. So there's regulation is the way that's to go when you're looking at trying to lower insurance rates. And I think that pretty much across the board, all the experts agree about that. But we won't do anything to regulate them, and I'm afraid we're just going to keep continuing to pay high rates unless we do some of those things.
So in this SB 418, Senator Talbot said that there was a guaranteed 10%
reduction. That's not true. That's not correct. What the bill actually says is that the insurance commissioner will look at the savings to the insurance companies, and if there are any, there could be a 10% reduction. But it also says if the costs go up, there could be an increase. So there's no guarantee of any reduction. I mean, there's even language in that says they can still increase the rates, even though we've done all of this restriction and took away people's rights to be compensated if they're injured.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, it's all about the wording. And if you're going to reduce across the board by 10%, I don't know why bad drivers should get a 10% discount, right? Does that make any sense?
Exactly. Well, it doesn't. And in fact, the fact of the matter is the commissioner testified that these reforms that he now likes would lower rates anywhere from would lower cost anywhere from 25 to 50%. And several people tried to amend it and say, well, let's do a mandatory reduction of 15% or 25%, and those bills were struck down. And the fact of the matter is, this is all because the insurance industry and lobby has such strong hold on the legislature now that they can kill or pass any bill they want to, and they know that. And so that's what we're seeing here.
We got to go. I'm sorry we had the miscommunication. You can come back.
I apologize to you guys. I'll be happy to do that.
No problem. All right, thank you. You're welcome back. We're going to come back. Talk about South Korea and how they've handled coronavirus clusters as we begin to open up.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.